Praise be Jesus and Mary. In the first reading, we continue with St. Paul's letter to the Colossians, in which today he exhorts us to a spiritual wisdom and understanding that we might have knowledge of God and know his will and what is pleasing to him, and then have the strength to do that, which of course will require great patience. St. Paul says that he's in asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. So this spiritual wisdom is different from a carnal wisdom, all right? It is a wisdom that does not come from the flesh, but comes from above. As our Lord said to St. Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." And so in order to obtain this spiritual wisdom, we need to live a spiritual life and not a carnal life. To walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, so as to be fully pleasing in every good work, bearing fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with every power in accordance with his glorious might, for all endurance and patience. The virtue of patience, so essential to the Christian life, to charity. It's the first word that St. Paul uses to describe charity. Charity is patient. And it is also one of the most difficult virtues. This is what the Book of Proverbs says. The patient man is better than the valiant. It is better than the strong man. And he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh cities. Right? So the patient man, the one who dominates his passions, has control over himself, is actually better than the valiant man who has conquered and has control over an entire city. That's how valuable and difficult is the virtue of patience. So, I'm sure we all have a lot of work to do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.